around that first Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, Amalei Levi Lerebi, my Irie de Tony Tesvov. Why did the Mishnah only mention 15 Arayas, the Patar Atzoret? Listen to Zion. There's the 16 Arayas of Patar Atzoret. And Shatan the Kasha was, that is another Elma that Patar Atzoret, Imoy. That means, let's say, if Yaakov was Ma'anes Aisha, and he had a son from Hashimin, and then he had a Reuven, was a son from Yaakov, from a wife. So now, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and this Isha, that is the mother of Shimon, Reuven married. And now Reuven died, so you have an Elve, the falling Leibn to Shimon, so this woman is Imoy. So Shalpater Atzor, so we have 16 Arayas of Shalpater Atzor. Omalei, so Rebbe told him, Kemidumeli Shain Loi Moyach Bekotkodai. That I would think someone who wears such a kasha, he doesn't have a moyach bekatkodei, a brain in his head. My baitoch imoy anusas oviv. The kasha is, there's another erbe imoy that was anusas oviv. Imoy anusas oviv plukte de Rab Yehuda v'rabbonani, ube plukte loy kamayri. The Mishnah isn't speaking about a debatable elder. A debatable situation that we could have an elder. Let us see Rashi. Imay Anusas Oviv. Shenosa Ochiv Me Oviv. His brother married her. Achre came. Umeis Beloi Bon. Mofot Nebno Leibov. Beplukta de Rab Yehuda Verabon Kedamrin Elohel. Rabbi Yehuda Oysel ba'anusas ovid. Rabbi Yehuda asels to marry anusas ovid. Rabbi Yehuda loy mashkachas lo aim noifeles lifnei bno. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have a kapodim ba'ifen aheta that an aim should be noifel lifnei bno, because how was the brother permitted to marry her? Liyibim. Ela rabbonon ubanusa. Allahi leitonelo the plukta leikamayri. The Tanna does not speak about dvorim shenechluku boy. Before we go further, I had a shtikel ha'ore. There's an interesting Maritz Chayis anagemore. The Maritz Chayis asks, Lochere Levi was addressing Rebbe. Yes, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. My Irie, the Tony. Yes, some kasha. Why does it say in the Mishnah 15 arrives? It should have said 16. And Rabbi answered him, Beplukta like a Mairi, the Tony isn't speaking about a machloikis. Lochere, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Masada the Mishnah. So he should have asked him, Mayirya de Tonisa, why did you learn 15? He should address him. He was Masad of the Mishnah. Why did you say 15? And he should have answered him. But look the loika, Arinan, I don't mention, I don't write Mishnayas which are debatable. So, that this kasha the Maritz Chayis asks, Umikan Muchach, the Roy Sidrei HaMishne Nisteru Oid Koidem Rebbe. So he says, from here Zarayah, that Roy of the Mishnayis we have is not Rebbe, wasn't Mechaba them. There were Mishnayis that were Mekubal from previous generations, and Rebbe wasn't Mesada them. And that lady brings in Sefer HaKrisos, he brings a raya from this Gemara, that it is that way. That the Mishnayos weren't, Rebbe didn't, wasn't Mechaba, Reiv Mishnayos, they weren't Mekubo from before. But fine. Ube Emes, he says, Mikan Ein Raya. He says, but then he thought from our Mishnah, from our Sugya, it's not a raya to this Yesoid. Ki Mishneh zu de Nishnes Peloshen Minyan, this Mishneh that was learned Peloshen Minyan, Tesvav Noshim, Adayin Mizman Knesses Hagdoilo Nistero. He says, this Mishneh, the Mishnayis B'minyonim, that start off with a Minyan, they originate from the Anshei Knesses Hagdoilo. He brings a Yerushalmi in Shkolim, ומשפחויס סויפרים יויש ויייבץ שאוסו התאירה ספורייס ספורייס. Seems it's going on the Anshei Knesses הגדולה, חמישה לא יתרוימו, חמישה אוסו נושם פויטרוי סריסיים אין שם. So he says, the Mishnayis with numbers, זכר originate from Anshei Knesses הגדולה. So Memele, so you can't bring a raya. So I had a little problem. So if our Mishnah originates from the Anshei Knesses HaGdolah, so I don't understand the Teretz Plukta Leikamayri. I mean, L'chayre, this Machloikis of Anusas Oviv is a Machloikis Chab Yehudin the Chachamim. L'chayre, this man, the Anshei Knesses HaGdolah, there was no Machloikis. I mean, the Machloikis started later. So what's that? The plukta like kamari. Don't understand what that means. I mean, what did Anshei Knesses HaGdolah hold? Did they hold like Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, if they held like Rabbi Yehuda, they should have said 16. So they held like the chomim. But plukta like kamari, there was a machlik. This machlik was bismanehem also. I mean, the bayos. It seems this machlik started with Rabbi Yehuda and the chachomim. Let us go further. So the Gemara says, so that's it. So you're telling me that Al Kaponim, our Mishnah, it does not speak about Inyonim, which are dependent on a Machlokes. V'loy, Ra'isa Mitzvah V'isa Kedusha, the Pligi Rabbi Kiva V'Rabbonim. In the second Perek, it says, Isa Kedusha, Isa Kedusha, we'll see, is Chai V'Lavin. And there it says, it's Cheletzes V'loi Misya Bemis. That's not a Dova Muskim, Rabbi Kiva is Chelet. Uktani, and we learned in the Mishneh, Isak Dusha Cheletzes V'loi Misya Bemis, even though Kiva is Chelet on this. So he answered them, Bepirkin Ko Amrina. That what he told you, but look, I mean in the first parak. In the second parak already we have Mishnayos, which are debatable. Let us see Rashi. V'ra'isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha, l'kamon b'perek keitzat, kol she'isur yisrael v'loi chayletzes v'loi misyabemes. Isa mitzvah ki gain shniyis midivrei seifra, ken meforesh lakama bepeik beitz, shniyis, that's a rayis the rabbonim. O yisa kedushe ki gain shenoflo lefondo of mamzeres, o yinesine shehi belav. Is cheletzes v'loi misyabem, cheletzes loi olim isa lav, v'loi koris lav kuyibum legamri. V'loi misya bemes da asura lei. She's also. Upolig Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is chaylet. Doma beper ka chaylet. Chay v'lavin ke chay v'krisis. Tektoni eizeo mamze. Kol sher boso shubo lo yove. The Mishnah says, how does one become a mamzer? Kol sher boso shehu b'lo yovei. If there's a chai v'lav in the share, there's an iser b'ya, so the child will be a mamzer. The yesh mamzer m'chai v'lav. L'rabbe kive olim lav l'mifter b'vloi klum ke'er v'gmure. According to Rabbe Kive,
a lav patos from Yibum Chalitza like an Erva Gemula. I had a few ha'oris on this Rashi also. L'chayre, the Maskonis ha'gemara further, I mean, Rashi says the reason of the Mishnah, why it's Chalitzis v'loy Mishabemes, Rashi says, v'loy olam is a lav, v'loy koris lafku yibum legamri, a lav can't be mafki yibum. V'loy Mishabemes, tosur alay. She's also. But I mean, she's also, let's say, yesterday, Chalitzasa. The Gemara asks the Kasha, in the Maskonos HaGemore, to my knowledge, is the Gozru be a Rishayne or to be a Shniya. In the Chanami, be a Rishayne would be Mutter, but he might come and make a be a Shniya. So therefore, they ask it. So it's only an Isser de Rabbonim. It was the Tzad in the Gemore that you don't say Yeser de Chaloisase because it's Efshay de Chalitze. But the Gemara doesn't remain with this. L'maise litze b'mokim yibum la mitzvi, the Gemara says. So there should be a din triya. So the reason is only because mit rabbonim chazal aser t'chai v'lam. Rashi seems to say, p'sadaraisa de kesvor over here. It's layolim tapata legamri. But the yibum is also. Also, I noticed, it's also very modern. This I know that the Yashrash Yaakov is Moira, that, Remison, the Mishnah further, Daf Mem Tesam et Aleph, says as follows. Eiza Mamza, Kol sher boso shehubo lo yovoi divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that sher boso means a lav de kulve. That is mamzeres from a lav de kulve. And the Gemara says on daf memtes that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda that anusas oviv is also. And there's mamzeres from anusas oviv. So anusas oviv is alav de kuve, and Rabbi Kiva holds that is a mamzer from alav de kuve. The Gemara brings down later, Rab Simoi holds that shachai vilav and the lav de share, a filo alav that's not a lav of kuve, it's also mamzer. According to Rab Simoi, a filo by nesine will be a mamzer. Even though it's not a lav de share. So it's very unclear here. Rashi starts off by saying that Issa Kedusha is mamzeres oynesine. So that's not a lav de share. So Bemsen, according to Rabbi Kiva, it won't be a mamzer. Kedusha is toif, it's dafka b'chai lavim de kuve. And Rashi brings down the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. And the Mishnah says, "Klor, Rabbi Kiva only holds chai v'lav and the share." So Rashi should have said another tzir, Nusas Oviv. That would be a tzir. Passing to Nusas Oviv because how was the according to Rabbi Kiva, the brother also couldn't marry us. She wouldn't follow Yibum according to Rabbi Kiva. But it's very unclear. Rashi brings down Rabbi Kiva Chai V'lav and the share, and Rashi brings down a lav, which according to Rabbi Kiva and the Mishnah, there wouldn't be mamzeres. Kedushin is taifis. Rashi brings down the sine, mamzeres. According to Rav Simoi, would be Kedushin is in taifis. That sheet is Rav Simoi. At Rabbi. Let us see Taisvis. Raisa mitzvah v'isa kdusha de pligi Rabbi Kiva v'rabona. B'chol duch de pshita lei lahashas, de chai v'ilavim Rabbi Kiva, de oman kdushin taifsim b'chai v'ilavim, lav b'nei chalitze v'yibim, ninu kamei chai v'krisis. The Gemara assumes all over that according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no chlitz in Yibum. It's like Chayve Krisis. Hocho, Bo'oru, Gabi Petsua, Daka, Krushofcho, Bepeg, Tal, Mises. The Temelari, the Milo, Emrine, Nami, L'Rabbi Kiva, the Lesser, Esse, Velitri, Loisas. So Taisvis says, Einach Anami, Kedushin is in Taifis. The Chayve Laban, but why didn't you say yes? This is Kushyus HaTosfos. I'd like to say over there's a very controversial Avni Miluyim that says a teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Avni Miluyim in Simin Yudches says as follows. The Miluim is Magdim, a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, and Perek HaChoylitz. If we say, Eloi Tofsi Poki, now what does that mean? Rashi and Daf Mem Tesamet Beis says a Gevaldike Yesod, that an Isha, if Kedushin is not Taifis in her, you can't marry her. So if one married her before she became this Erve, and then she became this Erve, so the Kedushin should disintegrate. Eloi Tofsi, if Kedushin is not Taifis in her, is Poki. So it's Poki. Rashi says this. Rashi proves that Kedushin is Taifis in Asaita. Because Rashi says if Kedushin wouldn't be Taifis in Asaita, he wouldn't have to Motsaba Elvis Dov of a Kostal Losefa Krisis. Why do you have to give her a get? If Kedushin is in Taifis, so when she becomes Asaita, she should become Isaisa Shish. Eloi Tofsi Poki. Taisvis disagrees with that. It doesn't work like that. Could be Kedushin is not Taifis, but if she's married already, she remains married. But this is Shitas Rashi. Eloi Tofsi Poki. So Avni Miluim says as follows. That, what is Taisvis Kasha? Let us say, Esa Deicha Loisasa. Esa Deicha Loisasa. Fine. So let's see, we're speaking about in the scene. We'll be boiled in the scene. We'll say Esedei Chaloisase, even though Kedushin is in Taifas and in the scene. But Esedei Chaloisase, fine. She'll become his wife. We'll be boiled her 12 o'clock at night, and she became his wife. Now, the Esedei Chaloisase. Now, the minute after the beer, she's weiter on the scene, and in the scene, is Kedushin is in Taifas and in the scene according to Rabbi Kiva. So the next minute, the Kedushin will be Poki. According to Rashi, will be Poki. Fine. So he brings, the Ram says in the Dorim, that if one says, Hayoim at Ishti, Ulamocha, I at Ishti, a person wants to make Kedushin Lizman, there's no such union as Ishus. Lizman. Because that's called a Kinyan Peiris. Ishus has to be a Kinyan Aguf. Kedushin's man is called a Kinyan Peiris. So, Zuktav Nemiluim. The Pasuk says, Lekocha Leili Isha. That, Yivama Yovi Levi Lekocha Leili Isha of Yibma. So, she has to become his wife. If she'll only be his wife for a minute, and then it'll be Poki, So that's not a wife, that's not Ishus. So therefore you can't say yes and doi chalai sase. At kalashayne, at at kalashayne, so he says, and with this is farem for the taisvus we learned yesterday. Taisvus asks akashem, the Gemara learns out, ulakochalai li isha melamed shem megarsha beget umachzira. that after he gives her a get, she still mutter to him. And there's no Easter Eish Yisach. So Taisus asks, and why do you have to go to after Gavish and he's permitted to remarry her? By the first Ishus alone, if you say mitzvah deromele kvar ovdo, so she should be also to him after the Bir Ishain, there's no mitzvah anymore. That's Taisus Kash. Taisus a teretz, says a, it's not mistaver that the Taisus says he should marry and give her a gift right away. But he says the way he says is meiridik. He says that the mitzvah is al kocha loy leisha. And if you would say that the eishesach comes back the next minute, there is an eishesach. So according to Rashi, ilay tofsi poki, so she'd become automatically, she'd only be a wife for a minute, which is not called Ishus according to the Ran and the Dorim. It's not called Ishus, so it's not a kochel el Isha. So by the first Ishus, a kochel the Torah had to be matter the Ishus och the whole time she's married to him. Because if the Torah wouldn't be matter the Ishus och, there wouldn't be Shaykh le kochel el Isha. After he gave her a get, oh, now there's a shell. Maybe now the Ishus och came back. But by the first issues, it's zichah the Torah to be matan Eishes Och, or else there would never be a mitzvah l'kocha l'elisha. So that is by Eishes Och of Yibbo. But stamazoy, if I have another Yisr, I have a Yisr, stamazoy, I have a Nesine, so then all you have is Esedoycha l'Eishas, Esedoycha l'Eishas will only work in the first minute. And later she'll be come back, and she's back in Nesine without a Dintriya. So be you late off, see, Pocky. So Mamela, that's not called Ishus. That is how Avner Miluim wants to emphasize Taisus Kash. No, understandable. Taisus didn't say this test, because Taisus was Chaylik and Rashi that meant Tesla at base. Oh, but like this, according to Rashi Shita, this is his tenets. The Lomdim asked two Kashas, this Avni Meluim. One kasha they ask, first of all, there's no dimyan to the Ran. The Ran is speaking, if a person makes lechatchila a kedushin lizman. So a kedushin zmani is called a kinyan peiris, and there's no such issues of an issues lizman. Here pshat is, he's making a kedusha loylam. Mitzi doi is making a kedusha loylam. Something comes in his mafkia. That's not called kedusha lizman. He's making a kedusha loylam, and there's a hafka. There's a hafka that the shame elvish about mafkia the issues. This is one lomda shekasha that they ask. But then they ask another kasha. They say that Avnei Miluim said fakert from a Gemara. He said mamish fakert from a Gemara, Ashrek. Which Gemara did he say fakert? The Gemara asked, why do you need a leho? V'inese doicha loisasa shiyesh pekoros. But the Gemara would seem, if you hold Esed Doiche Loisasa Sheyesh Pekoris, so then it's good why I need a leo. That means if I hold Esed Doiche Loisasa Sheyesh Pekoris, so there would be a Din Yibu, so now I need an leo to tell me there's no Din Yibu. According to the Avni Miluyim, if you hold Esed Doiche Loisasa Sheyesh Pekoris, but it's only Doiche the first minute. By the Bir Rishayin, it's Doiche. But then right away, we have Achis Isha, right away she becomes an Achis Isha again. Ilay Tov Si Poki. So Afilu without the Aleo. Afilu Yehuda said Doiche Loi Sasa Sheyesh Bekoris. You don't need Aleo, you can't make Yibum in an Achis Isha. That is the Kasha that they ask. He said, Fakertum an Ofene Gemorim. So they bring down from Rab Zalman Sender a very charifish teretz. Rab Zalman Sender said as follows. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis is speaking about Achis Isha. So why need a pasuk of Oleo? If you're Nesedoy Chaleisasa Shesh Bekoros, it's very good. Now, so why is it very good? So he explains as follows. And what's that Achis Isha falls Leibum? Let's say he's married to Rachel, and now Leah falls Leibum. So she's an Erva. She's Leah is Achis Ishtay. Now, he'll be Miyabim Leah. So what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is, good, so the first minute will be a Din Yibum, but later it should be a Leitov Sipoki. So he says, no. He says, Bechis Isha, there's no problem. Why? Because the first minute that he makes Yibum, so Leah became, this minute, she becomes his wife. The minute Leah becomes his wife, so Rachel becomes his wife. Eloi Tov Sipoki. Now, Rachel became an Achis Isha. Rachel became an Achis Isha, and Eloi Tov Sipoki, so Memela, so Rachel became his wife. So if Rachel is his wife, so the second minute Leah is still his wife. She's not an Erva anymore. Because Rachel became his wife. This is a teretz that they say over from Rab Zalman Sender. But they ask a moira di kikashe that the cheshbon is a tois. We learned yesterday, b'chayeho, a person married Rachel. And he gives Rachel a get. She's not his wife anymore. Kozman Rachel is alive. Leah is also Achis Ishtoy. So what does it help that I say Eloi Tovsi Poki? So she's not, but she's alive. If she's alive, so Bemelim. So Leah is Achis Ishtoy. It's not worse than Achis Kerushosoy. So the issues of Leah should I to be Nivke? So how does Eser Doiche Leisasa Sheyesh Bekoresel? So the Achrayim say a Moira Dikalomdis that Rab Zalman Sender understood as follows, that there's a difference between Achis Grushosoy and Eloi Tovsi Poki. That halacha, that if Reuven was married to Rachel, and he gave Rachel a get, Leah is still also to him, is because after the Gerishin, even though get is a matir, the Isar Eishasi, she's allowed to marry anybody, but there still is in existence issues with Rachel. That means get does not cut off completely the kesher that Reuven had with Rachel. There's still issues after the Gerishin. And that issues is sufficient to Asaleya. So Memele. So therefore, Achis Grushosi is also, unless it's Exer Sakos, Bechayel. That means Kozman Rachel is alive. So even though the get is Matir La'alme, that means there's no Isereishes Ish anymore on Rachel, but there is still some issues, there's still some Shevis and some Kulbe after the get that he has in Rachel, and so therefore he's not allowed to marry Leah because she still is considered Achis Ishtay. But if you hold Eloi Tovsi Poki is Pshatis, that she's an Erve, it's not Shaykh any Ishus in an Erve. So then the Ishus of Rachel is in Ganzen Nifka, period. There's nothing left. So then he could have Ishus in Leah. That is how the Achrayim explain what Rab Zalman Sender wanted to say Pshat in the Avni Meluim. They bring down the Ramban and the Rashbe said a different teretz on Tosfos Kasha. The Ramban and Rashbe say a teretz as follows. that the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis was before the Oleha. Without a pasuk of Oleha, so I would think Esa Doicha Lo Isase Sheyesh Bei Koris would be sufficient. That means the whole Isser is Kedushin isn't Taifis. The whole problem is you're not permitted to be Miyam. Esa Doicha Lo Isase will take care of all these problems. That is before the Oleha. But now we have an Oleha that says that there's no din yibam by an achis isha. So Rabbi Kiva understood pshat and the aleh. What is the aleh of megale? So maybe others understood pshat. Or you don't say hoyel v'yishteri yishteri. You could say different mahalchim pshat and the aleh. Rabbi Kiva understood pshat and the aleh. That the Leo is telling us that Isha, that's alav bas tvisas, Kedushin is alav bas tvisas zike. There's no zike by an elve. That is what the pasuk is telling us. Not that we have nitty gritty problems about Isurim over here. That's not the problem. The Torah was megale and Isha that is alav bas tvisas, Kedushin is alav bas tvisas zike. That is the Gilu Yakro. That's pshat and pasuk. So Memele, if that is Pshat Posik, so who had in Chai Ve'Lavin, it would also be the same thing. If she's a Lav Bas Tvisas Dushan, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Let us go further. So what do we have over here? We had over here a Yesod that Rebbe told Levi, Beplukta Loikamari. Our Mishnah is not speaking about Tziyurim, which are debatable. So the Gemara asks, for Beishamai matirin es atzoris la'achin beisilul oisim. Later we have a Mishnah, Beishamai holds atzoris elvis mutter. And Beisil holds it's also, the first Mishnah says that a patos the tzoris, so this alone, the machloik is Beishamai beisilul. So he told them, Beishamai b'mochim beisil aleinu mishnah. No, that's not a mishnah. That's not a machlokes. We them on like beisil. So that's not called beplukta like a mai. V'ray eishes ochiv shaloi hoyo b'ilomi de pligi Rab Shimon v'rabona. Now, before we see Rashi, in order to understand, Rab Shimon holds that the whole din of Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Bailomoi is as follows. You have here, let's say, you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. Levi got born. Levi was born before Shimon was Miyam. So that means when Levi was born, Levi found Eishes Reuven in a matzav of a nefila liyibum. But to him she couldn't fall because she's Eishes Ochim Shloi Hoya Bailomi. You need Yeshiva Achas Bailom. So there's a din that her Eishes Ach became Nesro. That, Kol Yibomish and Ikeira Babishas Nefila Yibomi Yobi Oleo, Arei Keishes Ach Shiesh Leibonim Basur. So her Eishes Ach became Nesro. And therefore, a fellow later, Shimon was Miyabim, and now Shimon dies, but Reuben, Levi is not permitted to be Miyabim, because she's Nesra from Reuben. But Reb Shimon said a shtik teira, what will be the halachim if it happened as follows? Reuben died, Shimon was Miyabim, and then Levi was born. So then Reb Shimon says, so there never was a nefila to Levi. She was never Nesar to Levi. So now when Levi came into this world, his only connection with her was she's Eisha Shimon. No, Shimon is Achiv Shahoya Beilomi. So therefore, Rab Shimon holds that in such a case, a Shimon will die, so Levi is permitted to be Miyama. That is Shitas Rab Shimon. that meis v'yibein v'ache kach noilod is muta. So the Gemara asks, the Makshin held that our Mishnah is speaking about all cases. Afilu meis v'yibein v'ache kach noilod. V'arei eishes ochiv shloi hoya b'ilomi. The pligi Rav Shimon v'rabona. There's a machloikis Rav Shimon v'rabona. Uktoni, and it says in our Mishnah, that's one of the tesvovarayas. So the Gemara answers, no. Our Mishnah is speaking about b'noilad ulo b'seif yibeim. Our Mishnah is speaking about a case where Rav Shimon is moide. Noilad ulo b'seif yibeim. Leipolik Rav Shimon. And there Rav Shimon is not chaylik. So the Gemara asks, "V'omar Rabbi Yishaya cholikoy Rab Shimon af barishayin." Rab Shimon holds, "Afilu b'noilad va'ache kach yibem." She's also mutter. So you see that so our Mishnah is speaking about a plukta. So the Gemara says, "Hoyteis of Rabbi Yishaya." No, that chiddush of Rabbi Yishaya, he was upkefrekt. So meila. The Maise Rab Shimon was only matter by Yibn Bacha Kach Neulid, and now Mishnah is speaking about Neulid L'Besayf Yibin. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Polig Beishas Ochim Shloihoi Boilim Beperik Sheini Umatzrich Lechalitze Vafilohochi K'toni Lobe Masnis in the Ptura. Now that what Rashi says, the matzich lechalitz is very difficult. Rashash is more, he yalatim im yabim also. That's what Rashi when he says chalitz is. Psa ha'orem. Umishani b'noiled ula b'soif yibim loy polig Rab Shimon. Heicha de meis ruvim b'loy bonim. Va'ad shalo yibmo shimin noiled levi achiyem. So that means when Levi was born, she was still zokok liyovim. Into him, to Levi, she was also mishmeis shachim shlohei belomay. V'yib moshimin umeis beloy bonim. Then moide Rab Shimon shasura lelevi. Hoyel v'nesra olav shachas benefila rishayim. She was nesra benefila rishayim. V'chi polig Rab Shimon, when does Rab Shimon say that she's mutter b'yibem Shimon asay shesruvim v'achar kach noilad Levi u'mei Shimon dohosom shorile Rab Shimon liyevumi? There Rab Shimon was matter to be miyabim loinoflo lefonov mikoichu ruven ochiv Shemeis kvar, because v'loy nesra lov klum, shekshenofla lofonov, mikoyach shimin shoye beilom meinofla. V'oma Rabbi Yishaya beperik sheini cholikoy Rab Shimon af barishayne b'noilad lo b'sayf yibin. The Gemara says, itaysev. Va'oma Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, v'chein Toni Rav Chiye, v'kulon ani koyre bahem ha'asura loze muteres loze, v'asura loze muteres loze, v'achoyso shehi yevimto cheletzes oy misyabemes. Now, before we see Rashi, let's just learn the Gemara so we'll understand the flow of the Gemara. The Mishnah says later that what happens if there are four brothers, and two of the four, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and two of the brothers married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And now the two brothers that married the two sisters died. So now these two sisters are falling to Levi and Yehuda. So the Mishnah holds Tanakam of the Mishnah holds that that the Levi in Yehuda are not permitted to be miyabim tochol oleya because each one is a chayis zekukosai. Zik is like a ktsas ishus. Each one is a chayis zekukosai. Now the Mishnah continues, or the Braisa says, what will be the din if these two sisters, Rochel and Leah, Rochel is an erve to Levi, and let's say she's chamoisoi, and Leah is an erve to Yehuda. So then the din will be that each one be permitted to be miyabim, because she is not, the one is miyabim, is not a chayse kukosoi. She's not a sister of a zekuke, because Leah, let's say if Rochel is Levi's shviger, Levi's mother-in-law, so Memele, so Rochel was Reuven's wife, so Reuven's wife does not fall yibim to him, she's an elder. Shimon's wife falls liyibim, so he can be miyabim Shimon's wife. She's okok liyibim, and she's not a choyse kukosa, because Reuven's wife is an elder. And if Leah will be a mother-in-law to Yehuda, so then Yehuda will be permitted to be miyabim roch. So it says that Asura loze, muteres loze, basura loze, muteres loze, vachoyse shi yevem ta'oich elatzes oimis yabemis. So that means that we have here two sisters, that mitzad, that they are sisters, there should be a din, that there should not be misyabemis, but if one of the two sisters is an erve to one yavam and the other is an erve to the other yavam, then both of them are miyam. Now, Rav Yehuda Marav, v'chein toni Rav Chiye, b'kulon ani koyre behen asura laze muteres laze, v'asura laze muteres laze, v'achoyse shi yevem tocheletzesay misyabemis. Now, Rav Yehuda Marav said, we have 15 arayas in our Mishnah, and in all 15 arayas we can make that these 15 arayas can be two sisters, and one should be an elva to one, the other should be an elva to another, it should be bitoi, chamoisoi, kalosoi, and we'll see Rashi makes all the cheshbonos how everything is possible. And all 15 arayas, we could have this formula that asura lazem uteres lazem, achayshi shivem taicheletzes emishabemes. V'Rav Yehuda mitargim mechamoisei ve'ilach. He said, this cheshbin only works from chamoisei. Avol shite boved derei shaloi. But the first six cases, I wouldn't say asura lazem uteres lazem. My time akiven de bitoy ba'oinsin mashkachas benesuin loy mashkachas lo benesuin kamayri ba'oinsin loy kamayri. That means that bitoy heiche timtzim, that you should have two sisters and each one should be a bas of the other one, of the two brothers, can only come about ba'onsin. We'll see in Rashi what the cheshbon is. And the Mishnah isn't speaking about onsin. Ba'onsin loikomairi. Or Rabbi isn't speaking about onsin. Ba'onsin loikomairi. So this case, we're not speaking about onsin. Vabayim mitargim afbitei manososwe. Abaye says, no, kiven dashkuchim ashkachas lo. Since it's possible that it could come about if someone was ma'anis and ishin, you could have two bonais, two daughters from two brothers, and the sisters is ibois mina unsin tehevi, ibois mina nesuim tehevi. So Abaye said this cheshbon can be by bitay also. Aval eishes achiv shloi hoya by lo mailoi. Eishes achiv shloi hoya by lo mi. The only way you can have such a case that there should be two sisters, and one should be an eishes achiv shloi lomi to one, and one should be an eishes shloi hoya lomi to the other one. Given the Rab Shimon who the mashkachas lo, the Rabbon lo mashkachas lo, but look to lo kamar. It only works according to Rab Shimon, according to the Chamim, it doesn't work. So Mamela, not speaking about a machlekes. Rav Safre mitargim af eishes ochiv shloi hoya beilomi, umashkachas lo b'shita achim, and if you'll have six brothers, you can figure out a case that there'll be a source on Materis Lazeb. But even the Rab Shimon, the Simonech, and if you want to know the Cheshbon, Meis Noilad V'Yibim, Meis Noilad V'Yibim. Al Koponim, so what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is, so if Rab Chiya said that all the 15 arayas of our mission, including Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoya Beilomai, we can have a case of Asura Lazem Oteres Lazem. So we see that Rab Chiya learned that our mission is going according to Rab Shimon. If our mission is not going according to Rab Shimon, you can't have all the arayas, all 15 arayas should be Asura Lazem Oteres Lazem. So we see from Rab Chiya that our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon of a Plukta Kamayri. So the Gemara answers, Le Rebbe Hani Kloli Les. Le Rebbe doesn't hold Rab Chiya is at a Shtik Teire. That about all the Arayis of our Mishnah, you can have a Sozem, a Teres Lezen, you can come out of Lomayish, a Sozem, a Sozem, a Sozem, and the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. That's Rab Chiya. Gamra, Gamra, Karomis. Rabbi doesn't hold the Shtikteir of Rab Chiya, and definitely not. Our mission isn't speaking about something which is a plukta. That is the sugya in a nutshell. Now, we have to see Rashi to hold with the Cheshbonis how all these 15 arayas can be sisters and a surah lezem or teres lezem. For Oma, Rav Yehuda Marav, now let us see Rashi. Beperik Dalet Achim, Disna. We learned in the Mishneh, Dalet Achim, there were four brothers. Shnayim Nosu Shtei Achoyis. Umeisu Hanesuyim Esa Achoyis. And the two brothers who married the sisters died. Hare Eilu, so now these two sisters who are falling for the next two brothers, Hare Eilu Chiltzais V'loi Misyabmais. You are not permitted to be miyamdam. Lefisha shteim zekukes lozeh, shteim zekukes lozeh. Ve'inosiv hai, kapoga b'chayis zekukosai. Ve'dom ye lachis ishe b'chayeh. This is similar to lachis ishe b'chayeh. Uktoni hosom, hoysa achas mehem, asura ala echad iserelve. What if one of these sisters was also to one of the brothers an iserelve? Kigoin, shaisa chamoisoi, a mother-in-law, a kalosoi, or a daughter-in-law, osobo, umuta b'achoisa. Then he's allowed to be miyabim, her sister, the lava chayisa kakosoi. Mishum d'ach elve, because this one is an elve, v'lois kukilei. She's not zokertem, d'achmona potrominei, midroshas oleho oleho. V'asheini, osa b'shteim. The second one will be also with both, to both sisters, because by the second one it's a chayisa kukosa. Hoysa hashniya asura ala sheni yisrael. What is if the second sister, hoysa hashniya asura ala sheni yisrael, if the second sister was also to the second brother, Israel, v'kigoyin shayisa chamoyse, asura loze, muteres loze. Now Rashi starts clarifying. Kigoyim. Rochel v'leye, shtei achoyis, two sisters. V'noflu v'nei Levi v'Yehuda. Rochel chamoyse shal Levi. Vuleye Hamoisi Shal Yehuda. Is Rochel Asura Lalevi, Umateris La Yehuda, the Lava Chesukukosi, the Leia Leiskukale, because Leia Hasist is not Zokok to Yehuda, but Hamoisi, because Leia is Yehuda's Hamoisi. Vuleye Asura La Yehuda, Umateris Lalevi, the Eina Achesukukosi. Leia is not Achesukukosi, the Rochel loves Kukale. Chamoisei, b'ktani hosam. It says over there, zu hi sha'amru achoiso kshehi yevemto, a sister who is also a sister-in-law, oi cheiletzes oi misyabemes. Shtei achoyes, you have two sisters, shehen yevomes zu lezu. Shenosu lishnei achim, v'noflu lifnei shnei achim, so this is a case that either get chalitza yibu. Ruuyais lechalitza oy leyibu. Uregoin, and how is this possible? Shohoisa kol achas asura ala echad yiserelve. That each one was also on one of them an yiserelve, kedefrishes. Become Rav Yehuda, Bekulon Tesvo, Varayis, Anikoiri, Behem, Mishnezu. But all Tesvo, Varayis, in our Mishneh, I can say, this Mishneh and Daladachim and them. Hasura lozem uteres lozek loimar, efshel iskayim, umash, it's possible, umashkaches Bekulon, you could find by all 15 Arayis. She obeys achoyes. There should be two sisters, noiflois lifnei beis achim, which are falling to two brothers. Vizu asura loze mishum bitoi narashi statsov. And one will be also to one of them als bitoi. Vizu asura loze mishum bitoi. Vechein bas bitoi. Vechein kulon. Utehei asura loze, uteres loze, basura loze, uteres loze, v'yisyab mushteyim. And both are permitted to be nisyab. Afal pi shehen shtey achoyis, even though they're two sisters, v'loy amrinon achoyis zikikosehi. Will not say that she's achoyis zekukosa. Now Rashi starts elaborating. Bitoy, how is it possible that you Bitoy loy mashkachas lo? Now Rashi says, to have such a chetimtze that two sisters are bitoy, one is a bas of Levi, one is a bas of Yehuda, the two sisters, loy mashkachas lo ela bitoy me anusosoy. Now, we have to first understand that if you have two sisters and are two daughters, from two brothers, so they have to be sisters min ha'em. They can't be sisters min ha'av, there's two fathers over here. So they're sisters min ha'em. So Rashi says, so that means that there's a common mother for these two daughters. So you have Levi, took this woman and had a daughter from her, and Yehuda took this woman and had a daughter from her. So Rashi says, Lo Meshkachas Elabitoi Me'anusosai. So it can only be Bitoi Me'anusosai. She Efshel Lebitoi Shel Ruven. You can't have Bitoi Shel Ruven. Ubitei Shel Shimon Liyois Achoyois Minaim. You cannot have that Ruven's daughter and Shimon's daughter should be sisters mina'ein, if it's not mina'nesuyim. Sherei eishes Reuven, if Reuven married her, Sheyodoloi Bas Vigirsho, she had a daughter, and then Reuven gave her a get, Loi Nisei Shuv LeShimon, so Shimon can marry her. Shegrushes Ochivu. It's Grushes Ochiv. Ella Ochimashkachaslo. So how do we have it by Bitoy? Reuven Onas Isha. Reuven was Ma'anis on Isha. The Yolda Loi Bas. The Chozar Shimin. The Onas Es Anusas Ochiv. Now, Shimon was Ma'anasa also, Shumateris Lord. She's mutatim, she's not an erbatim, Le Osra Toira, Ela Eishis Och Ayidei Kedushin. The Chosra, the Yoda Le Bas Le Shimon. Harei, Bas Ruvain, U Bas Shimon, Achoyes Minaim. These two daughters are sisters. They have the same mother. Vinisu, now these two daughters got married, Lelevi v'Yehuda, Achi Aviyah. These two daughters married their two uncles, Levi and Yehuda. Umes. And now Levi and Yehuda died. Vinoflu, and now they're falling, Liyibu, Lifnei Reuven, v'Shimon. Is Bas Shimon, Shimon's daughter, Mishyabemis Leruven. The Lab Achais the Kukosai. She's not Achais the Kukosai. Because Reuven's daughter is not Zokuptim. U Bas Reuven, Le Shimon. So that is the case of Bitoy. Now, Vechein Bas Bitoy. Shel Reuven, Ubas Bitoy Shel Shimon, Shehoyu Achoyos Min Ha'ov. They were Achoyos Min Ha'ov. The Bas Bitoy. Now let's just explain like this. Let's first explain the case. Reuven had a daughter. Shimon had a daughter. Now, these two daughters are cousins. Fine. Now, Bethel comes and marries these two daughters. And now, he has a daughter from each one of them. So now, the two, Bethel's two daughters are sisters, because they both have the same father, and the Bethel's two daughters are, one is a granddaughter of Reuven, and one is a granddaughter of Shimon. So you have here two sisters, the sisters from Bethel, and they're Bas Bitoy, each one is a Bas Bitoy of Reuven, one is a Bas Bitoy of Shimon. Shehoyu Achoyos Min Ha'ov. Now, these two granddaughters were Achoyos Min Ha'ov. These are Bethel's two daughters. V'nisu Lelevi V'Yehuda. And they got married now to Levi and Yehuda. And now Levi and Yehuda died, so now these two granddaughters are falling to Reuven and Shimon, so we have Asura Lazer, Muteres Lazer. V'chein Bas Benoi Shel Reuven, V'chein Bas Benoi Shel Shimon, Shehoyu Achoyos Min Ha'ein. Now, the case of Bas Benoi, that means as follows. Reuven had an Isha, he had a son. Shimon had an Isha, and he had a son. Now, these two sons are cousins. Now, so Reuven's son, Chanoich, let's say Chanoich is Reuven's son, so Reuven's son married Anisha. He had a daughter from her. So this is Bas Benoi Shel Reuven. Now, Chanoich went and gave her a get. Now, Shimon's son married her. She's also Mutter. These are two cousins. So Shimon's son's married her and also had a daughter. So now, this daughter is Bas Benoi Shel Shimon. So the Bechain Bas Benoi Shel Shimon Shohoyu Achoyo Isminei. They were Achoyo Isminei. And now we'll have the same story. V'chein bas ishtoi shel Reuven. Now, well, the next case, bas ishtoi shel Reuven, not Reuven's daughter, it's bas ishtoi. U bas ishtoi shel Shimei. Shehoyu achoyos min ha'av. These were achoyos min ha'av. Kigoy. Now Rashi explains this case. This case is a little bit more complicated. Nachshon shenoso beis noshim. Nachshon had married two women. The yolduloi beis bonis, and he had two daughters from these two women. Umeis Nachshon. Vinisu Beis Noshov LeRuven VeShimon. His two wives married Reuven and Shimon. UBeis Benoisov and his two daughters LeLevi VeYehuda. Now the two daughters of Nachshon, this is to Levi, this is to Reuven and Shimon, this is Bas Ishtoi. Each daughter is that he had two wives, so Niso Beis Noshov LeRuven VeShimon. So these two daughters are each one that's Bas Ishtoi. UBeis Benoisov, and the two daughters of Nachshon, which are the Bas Ishtoi of Reuven and Shimon, they got married LeLevi VeYehuda. UMeisu Levi VeYehuda, and Levi and Yehuda died. Bas Eishes Shimon, the daughter of Eishes Shimon, Tishabim LeRuven, Ba'achoiso LeShimon. And the sister be Shabim LeShimon. So here they were Achoyes Min Ha'ov, and that's a case of Bas Ishtoi. V'chein Bas Bito Shel Eishes Reuven, U'Bas Bito Shel Eishes Shimon, Shehoyu Achoyes Min Ha'ov. They were achoyes minaov, v'chein bas b'no shel isha ze v'shel isha ze, shehoyu achoyes min ha'im. V'chein chamoisoi shel Reuven, v'chamoisoi shel Shimon. Well, this is an easy case. Shehoyu achoyes. They were two sisters. And Reuven and Shimon married their daughters. V'chein eim chamoisoi, v'chein eim chamov, v'chein achoisoi shel Reuven me'imoi. Now you can have that Reuven's sister me'imoi, Ba'achois Shimon me'imoi, and Shimon says to Me'imoy, Hoyu achoyos min ha'ov. They were achoyos min ha'ov. V'noflu lifneihem milevi v'yehuda. Now, Rashi explains this case, which is a little bit more complicated. So we're speaking about now achoysoi me'imoy. Kigoy. Reuven v'levi b'nei Yaakov me'rochel hoyu. They were two children from Yaakov. The father was Yaakov, the mother was Rochel. The law, and Rochel had Bas, she had a daughter, Minachshe. She had a daughter from Nachshe. So that means that so this daughter is also to Reuven and Levi, that's Achoysei Me'imoy. V'chein Shimon v'Yehuda b'nei Yaakov mi'bile. Shimon and Yehuda are they have the same father. They have a different mother, mi'bile. V'gam lo hoyo bas mi'nachshe. She also had a daughter from Nachshe. She had a daughter from Nachshe. V'noso, so it comes out that these two daughters, the means the Nachshon had married Rochel, Nachshon had previously married Bilhah, so these two daughters are sisters. They're sisters from Nachshon. They had one father, Nachshon. Now, so we just made these two daughters sisters. V'nosa Levi bas Bila Minachshe. Now Levi married bas Bila Minachshe. Levi has Levi was has no shaykhis with this because bas his mother was Rochel. So v'nosa Levi bas Bila Minachshe. The Yehuda Noso Bas Rochel Minachshe, Behain Shtei Achoyes, and these two are Achoyes, Umesu Levi the Yehuda, the Noflu Lifnei Reuven Vishimin, and now they fell Lifnei Reuven Vishimin. Bas Bile, Eishes Bas Bila, the daughter of Bila, Eishes Levi Achoy Shimon Me'imoy, Vasura Loi, she's also to Shimon, Mishabemes L'Ruben, Ubas Rochel Eishes Yehuda, Achoy Shruven Me'imoy, Asura Loi, Umetares L'Shimon. V'chein Achoy's Imoy shall Reuven, Bachois Imoy shall Shimon. Now we're going to talk about a case that his aunt, Reuven's mother's sister and Shimon's mother's sister, Hoyu Achoyos min ha'av. They were Achoyos min ha'av. Kigoy. Now Rashi says the Cheshbon as follows. Kegoin kolayv shenoso shtei noshim cholo unoro. Kolayv married two women. V'yodu loy shtei bonis umeis. And now we hear two daughters umeis. V'noso yachzael la'acher misosoy eshtei noshok. Yachzel married again Cholo und Oro. V'yodu loy shtei bonis, and they also had two bonis. V'noso Yaakov es shtei benois yachzel zu la'ache misas achoiso. Yaakov now went and married the two daughters of Yachzel, which are two sisters from Yachzel, from the father, but he married them zu acha misis achoiso. V'yolda loy bas, v'yolda loy bas, cholo miyachzel, v'yolda loy bas cholo miyachzel, and the daughter of cholo miyachzel gave birth as Reuven. She gave birth to Yaakov as Shimon. So now Reuven and Shimon were born from Yaakov, and Yaakov had married the two daughters of Yachzel. The Levi ben Yaakov Meisha Acheres. Levi ben Yaakov was from a different mother. Nosa es bas kolev mecholo. Shehi achois imoi shel Reuven. This is Reuven's mother's sister, min ha'ein. They had the same mother, cholo. The Yehuda nosa es bas kolev minoro, the daughter from Nora, from kolev, she achois imoi shel Shimi min ha'ein. Umeisu Levi v'Yehuda, and now Levi v'Yehuda died. Eishes Levi achois eim Reuven muteres l'Shimon. Shehi bas kolev. Eishes Levi achois eim Reuven, the wife of Levi, which is achois eim Reuven muteres l'Shimon. So she is Mutter Leshimin. Shehi bas kolev mechola. Ve'eim Shimin paisa bas yitz yachzel minora. From the other wife. Ve'eshes Yehuda. Achois eim Shimin muteres l'Reuven. That is that case. Ve'chein eishes ochiv me'imoy. What is this case? Kegoyim. Yaakov shenoso bilo. Yaakov married bilo. Vilo naftoli meish acher. And she had another son, naftoli meish acher. Vohoilid mimeno Reuven v'Levi. So Reuven and Levi are brothers min ha'aim to Naftali. They had the same mother, Bila. Ve'oid nosa Zilpe, he married this, Yaakov married Zilpe. Ve'lo yisocha mi'ishacha, v'yolda le'yakov, Shimon v'Yehuda. So Reuven and Levi were born from Bila. They have a brother, Naftali, mina'im. And Shimon Yehuda were born from Zilpah, and they have a brother Yisocha minayim. V'nosu Naftali v'Yisocha, these are the brothers minayim, shtei achoyis, they married two sisters, and these two sisters are Eishes Ochiv me'imoy. Umeisu v'omad Levi, v'noso eishes yisocho ben zilpo, shloyo yekorev loy, v'yehuda noso eishes naftoli ben bilo, shreinochi setzloy, umeisu beloy bonim, ונוף ובני רובין בשמן. אישס לוי אסור לשמי בני יסוחר ביילו שויה אוכיב מאימוי מותרס ללובן, ואישס יהודה אסור לרובן מבני נפתולי ביילו שויה אוכיב מאימוי מותרס לשמן. וכן אחויס אשתוי, כי גוי נפתולי שהיו לוי שתי נושים, נפתולי had two wives, עודו וצילו, ויולדו לוי עודו אס דינה, וצילו יולדו אס נמו. So now these two daughters are sisters, who mates וניסו נושב לאחר, ויולדו שתי בונס, ונוסו רובן ושמן אס אבונס אחרונס. רובן נוסו אס בס אודום, ושמן בס סילו, ולוי ויהודה נוסו אשתי בנס נפתולי. One second. Yodu shtei bonus, v'nosu ruven v'shimen es abonis achoynes. Yeah, over here before that, Naftali shele shtei noshim odom v'tzilom. V'shimen es abonis achoynes. Ruven noso es bas odo, v'shimen bas tzilom. The Levi the Yehude noso shtei b'nois Naftoli, Levi Dina Basod Yehude Namo Basilo, Umeise b'loi bonim, v'nosla achoyis halolu lifnei Ruben v'shimen. Nitzis eishis Levi achoyis ishtei shal Ruben, mutares l'shimen, eishis Yehuda achoyis ishtei shal Shimen, mutares l'Ruben.